Good morning. It's Friday, July 31st, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, America's economy lost momentum in the second quarter. New figures from the Commerce Department show the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 1.5% between April and June, down from 2.1% in the first quarter and below economists' expectations. Officials say weaker government spending, business investment, and exports offset stronger consumer spending, which remained surprisingly resilient despite inflation and higher fuel prices linked to the conflict in the Middle East. The Federal Reserve kept interest rates unchanged for a fifth straight meeting, saying the economy continues to expand at a solid pace despite uncertainty. Economists say the slowdown may prove temporary, with AI investment expected to remain a key driver of future growth. Another news. A fast-moving wildfire is burning near one of America's most secretive military sites. The Quail Springs fire has scorched more than 13,500 acres inside Nevada's restricted test and training range, located next to the highly classified Area 51 facility. Officials say the lightning-caused blaze is only 7% contained, with extreme heat, strong winds, and rugged terrain making firefighting efforts difficult. While no homes or public facilities are currently at risk, nearby residents in the small town of Rachel have been warned about smoke. The wildfire comes as Western North America continues another severe fire season, with major blazes also burning across Oregon and parts of Canada, around the world. A potentially historic breakthrough may be emerging in Gaza. Hamas says it has agreed in principle to completely disarm under a U.S.-backed peace initiative announced by President Donald Trump. A senior Hamas official told the BBC that a formal statement will be released soon, marking what would be the first time the group has publicly accepted full disarmament. Trump said the agreement would allow Israel to withdraw from Gaza as weapons are surrendered and pave the way for a new Palestinian government. Israel has not yet responded publicly, and U.S. officials say the success of the plan depends on Israeli participation. Analysts caution that major obstacles remain before any lasting agreement can take hold. Another news. A drone attack near one of the world's busiest shipping routes is raising fresh concerns about global energy supplies. Egyptian officials say an unidentified drone struck two gas vessels at the Mediterranean port of Damietta, sparking fires but causing no reported casualties. Iran denied any involvement, while no group has claimed responsibility. The incident comes as shipping through the Strait of Hormuz remains heavily disrupted by the ongoing U.S.-Iran conflict. Marine insurers have already expanded high-risk zones in the Red Sea, and Saudi Arabia has announced plans for a multinational maritime defense coalition to protect key trade and energy routes. Energy analysts warn the attack highlights growing risks facing international shipping. Another news, Spain is reinforcing security after thousands of migrants entered its North African enclave of Ceuta from Morocco in one of the largest crossings in years. Authorities say at least 15 people drowned attempting the dangerous swim around the border, while reception centers have been overwhelmed. The Spanish government is sending troops to support the civil guard as Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez prepares to visit the territory. The surge follows a recent court ruling limiting the immediate return of migrants intercepted at sea, with officials accusing human trafficking networks of exploiting the decision. The crisis has also triggered political tensions within Europe, renewing debate over migration policy and border security across the continent. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.